Lions Club International started in 1917. Each club is made up of business leaders who want to serve. They collect and refurbish glasses and send them to different countries for low-income people who are visually impaired. They provide scholarships, even in hard-to-reach areas of the world. Dr. Charles Aikens was always fascinated by that mentality to serve.
Driving through various small towns in the state of Texas, we would see outside of the city a sign that says, Lions Club meet here at noon. Well, I never imagined that I would be a part of a Lions Club, being an African-American during the 50s or 60s.
Neither did his friend Clarence McClure. He's a retired school principal. McClure knew little about the club, but there was a store across the street from his school, and the store owner, a white man, was friendly towards him.
He approached me one day and said, do you have any students that need glasses? I say, well, I'll check and see. So one day I went back in and I told him, I said, seem like there may be three or four that need glasses. He said, well, I'm an officer of the local Lions Club. And if they need glasses, you get me the name, the parents' name, and so on. We get glasses for them.
Every year after that, the man got glasses for McClure's needy students. McClure and Aiken's admiration for the group grew even more, but they knew they were not welcomed. After all, it was a time of segregation. But then, in 1967, in the midst of the nation's civil rights movement, something changed. Charles Aikens.
Tex Meyer, he was a great Lion, and it seemed that he wanted to diversify this district in Lionism, in the Austin Central Texas district. And so he met with a group of African-American leaders in Austin to start talking about that.
That year, they got Lions Club International to change its bylaws, and the Capital City Lions Club was born. There were 56 original members. Only four survive. Aikens and McClure are among the founding members. They are both in their 80s now. On the day we met, the men wore yellow vests with dozens of patches and pins. McClure explains the patches on his vest are from each of the yearly conventions he's attended.
When we started attending international conventions, we meet individuals from other countries. They would want to know, what area of Africa are you from? Because there were no black lines in the United States previously. So we had to get adjusted to that.
Once they adjusted, they began working. Aikens tells me the Lions' motto is, we serve. First, they covered a young man's expenses as he got a new kidney. Then, they picked up a project in East Austin. Aikens says, unlike other parts of Austin, there were no bus benches there.
When I see Capital Metro with these very fancy tops and so forth, but we started, there weren't any bus benches. As a matter of fact, down here on Rosewood and Chicon, I recall we had one there. And we were so proud of that, one of our first projects.
Their service has continued throughout the years. Charles Aikens even has a high school named after him for his service to the community. Times have changed since 1967. Today, it's not unusual to see a black Lion. Women joined in 1986. Now, Aikens says, the goal is to pass on this mentality of service to the younger generation. Joy Diaz, KUT News.